Do you know who you are? To make that question a little more concrete, how would you complete this sentence? I am a dot, dot, dot. Perhaps you would say, I am a mom. And that's a wonderful thing. I love my mom. And my mom loves me. Or maybe you would answer, I am a businessman. And that's a good thing too, because you provide jobs for people. And then they can put more money in the collection plate on Sunday. It's a very good thing. Most of us would probably say, I am a Razorback. You better not say, I am an LSU Tiger. I'm sorry, but I'll have to excommunicate you if you do. Maybe you would use ideological terms like, I am a conservative, or I am a liberal. Perhaps you would answer patriotically with your hand over your heart, I am an American. This is how we define ourselves, our self-understanding. Who am I? Now let me take this line of reasoning a step further. How would you define a human being in general? All people. How would you complete the sentence, a human being is dot, dot, dot. About 20 years ago, some precocious eighth graders asked me this question in a religion class. We were discussing cloning, you know, cloning people. And one student asked, Father John, if we cloned a human being, would it have a soul? Wow, that was from a 13-year-old. What a great question. My answer surprised even me when I said, well, if the clone could kneel down and pray to God, then it would be proof that he or she had a soul. And moreover, proof that it was a human being. Because a human is a sort of hybrid being. How so? Well, we are both like the animals, but we also like the angels. That's how I would define a human being in general. A human being is a hybrid, a composite of soul and body, animal and angel, of earthly origins, but with a heavenly destiny. This understanding of human nature, what people are in general, should complement our self-understanding, what I am in particular. That is, if we are to be more than clones, people who are good moms and businessmen and hog fans, because clones can do that. If we want to be more than a clone, we also have to pray. And I don't just mean pray at Razorback games so that they win. To be human is to connect to God through prayer. In the gospel today, Jesus is seeking some self-understanding too, or so it seems. He asks his apostles, who do people say that the Son of Man is? Who do people say that I am? Now, is Jesus really confused about his identity and needs other people to tell him who he is? Of course not. As usual, though, Jesus' every word and action has many layers of meaning. Let me share with you just one such layer. What happens when he asks his apostles about his own identity? Peter pops up and says, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus immediately replies to him, and you are Peter. And upon this rock I will build my church. Notice how Peter's identity and self-understanding were linked to knowing who Jesus is. When Peter discovered Jesus, Peter likewise discovered Peter. Henceforth, Peter would answer the question, who are you? By saying, I am Peter, the rock on which Jesus will build his church. Peter was no longer a mere clone. an obscure fisherman from Galilee. But he was a Christian, a man who prays, who has a connection to God through Christ, and therefore really a connection to himself. He knows himself. The Second Vatican Council made this connection between God and man crystal clear in the document called Gaudium et Spes, which means hope and joy. It reads, "The truth is that only in the mystery of the incarnate Word," that is Jesus, the incarnate Word, "does the mystery of man take on light." It goes on to say, "Christ fully reveals man to himself and makes his supreme calling clear." In other words, when Peter answered correctly the question, "Who is Jesus?" he found the answer to the question, "Who is Peter?" Peter was no longer a mystery to himself. Through a conversation with Christ, that's the best definition of prayer when we talk to Jesus, Peter overcame being a mere clone, a mere fisherman, a functionary, and he emerged a Christian, a real human. To be human is to connect to God through prayer. Let me ask you my original question again. Do you know who you are? Another way to ask that question is, do you pray? Why are those two just different ways of asking the same question? Well, because prayer is our connection to God, and God is our connection to ourselves. If you don't pray, you are little more than a clone. You've touched the animal side of your nature, but not your angel side. You know you have a body, but you don't realize you have a soul. You know your journey began on earth, but you don't know that it will end in heaven. You're just a clone, not a Christian, if you do not pray. Let me give you two tips about prayer, so it's a little easier and not so overwhelming. People are intimidated by prayer. First of all, you can pray anywhere and everywhere, at any time and all the time, not just in church. You can pray as you drive down the road so you don't curse at other drivers. You can pray as you fall asleep at night. Your guardian angel will finish your rosary for you. You can pray that you will win the lottery, like Mavis Winsky probably did. St. Teresa of Lisieux, the great Carmelite nun, gave a great definition of prayer. She said, "It is the raising of our minds and our hearts to God. Whenever you do that, you pray." Have you had a conversation with Christ, like St. Peter did? And you will get to know Jesus better. And in the bargain, you will get to know yourself better. Secondly, pray with your heart and not just your lips. Have you ever done that? Just pray with your lips. Your heart is 100 miles away. Even a clone can mouth the words of a prayer, but they have no soul to send those words to heaven. Don't make the mistake of Hamlet's uncle, King Claudius, who had murdered Hamlet's father in order to usurp the throne of Denmark. Claudius was a mere clone, mouthing the words of prayer when he said this, "My words fly up, my thoughts remain below. Words without thoughts never to heaven go." Claudius was a clone and not a Christian because he failed to pray with his heart and his soul. Who are you? A mom? A businessman? A Razorback? An American? Good. Those are all good things to be. But those are all things that a clone
could do as well. If you want to be more than a clone, if you want to be a Christian, then you must pray. You must connect to Christ in prayer. The truth is that only in the mystery of the incarnate Word does the mystery of man take on light. Christ fully reveals man to himself and makes his supreme calling clear. These are the real clone wars. Praised be Jesus Christ.